Joe Plaschke, David Dennis Jr., Monica McNutt, Bob Ryan. Pro Bowl, flag, football roster still being set. Check this out. AFC quarterback, we're on to the backup to the regional backup. East and nine quarterbacks in conference. Tyler Huntley getting the call, and Derek Carr, who will Raider once more. Let's go.
Sounds like that. That'll be cool.
Why not? I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I allow you guys to feel any way you want about the Pro Bowl. But I'd rather watch professional bowling.
Pro Bowl.
Pro bowling.
He's a pro. He's in bowl.
We'll get to that later. Luka 53. That's how we start. His fourth 50-point game of the season. Mavericks able to hold on to beat the Pistons. But with Luka doing that, with what Embiid did this weekend over the Nuggets and Jokic, with Giannis rolling a 50 this week, everybody scores 50 now. Bob Ryan, I turn to you today, January 31, your MVP.
Don't have him. How can anybody have him? This is a year where I don't know there's ever been a year with so many legitimate candidates at this point in the season.
Yeah,
how can you say no one is head and shoulders? You could still go with him. You can go with Joker. You can go with Giannis. You can go with Joel Embiid, who talk about carrying a team. You got secondary. Now you've got Ja Morant. You got Jason Tatum. Nobody's ahead.
The answer to the question is there is no answer. Monica McNutt, is that your strategy as well?
It is very, very tight. I'll agree with Bob, but my strategy is pretty simple. Best record, best player, because it is so tight. And so for me right now, it's Jason Tatum. I mean, he's been tremendous. Mm-hmm. He's a third leading scorer in the league. He's taken such a leap in his game this year in terms of his productivity. I don't usually necessarily go with that formula, but because it's that tight right now, that's the way I would go.
David Dennis Jr., your MVP, January 31.
I agree with Monica halfway. Best player on the best team in the Western Conference would be Jokic, and I think that he's above Luka. But in terms of the number one person for the MVP, I know one game isn't going to decide this, but the way that Joel Embiid took Jokic lunch money this weekend edges him right above Jokic. They're third in the East. They're, you know, and he's being as dominant as he's ever been. This is Embiid leading the race right now.
And Bill Plaschke.
I'm going with a guy whose team is 27-19 with him and 0-6 without him. The Mavs have not won a game without Luka playing. Mm-hmm. That's the definition of valuable. He's second in the league in scoring, fourth in assist. He's only the fourth player in history to have four 50-point games before February. Have you all watched him? Bob Ryan, have you watched him play? Have you seen him double team, triple team? He's got no, all these other guys you mentioned have help. He's got no help. He's all alone out there. Have you watched him, Bob Ryan?
Bob, you're going to answer
yes,
Mr.
I have, and I'm a big admirer of his, and I love the fact that he goes at his pace all the time, and that pace is 33 1/3. I mean, he's amazing. I like him, but I don't like this word valuable. That's a whole other discussion. The word valuable should be indispensable, not valuable. I'm sorry.
All right, well, let's
he's
have that discussion.
They don't
okay.
have anything else.
I'll reward you for giving us a new question here after not answering the first question, Bob Wright. most valuable, most indispensable, best player of the year. What should it be, Bob?
Should be best player, and we wouldn't have some of these stupid arguments we get in every year in every sport because of just what I said. A player is a player. He's not a general manager. He's not responsible for his replacement, okay? Doesn't make him any better than the other guys. It just means the other guys have better support. No, should be player of the year, then we can move on and we wouldn't have this discussion.
Monica McNutt?
I'm reeling a little bit from Bob there. I liked the word indispensable. I think Plaschke may have brought that up, not Bob. It's hard to deny how indispensable Luka is when it comes to the Dallas Mavericks. Plaschke's stat was great. But I just think when we talk about the 50-point games, teams will be willing, particularly when we get into the postseason, to let him drop 50 and ice up the rest of those guys and still figure out ways to win. I mean, last year, yes, they won the series versus Phoenix ultimately, but he had 45 in a game one loss at the beginning of that series. So overall, 50-pointers are still a big deal, but I think if that's all Dallas has and needs from Luka to win just in the regular season, to me, that's problematic going down the stretch.
Mm-hmm. That word is exactly what that is for you. David Dennis Jr.
I actually think teams might go the opposite direction with Luka, which may cause more trouble. They may start doubling Luka as soon as he crosses half court, and that might, and then, you know, try to depend on those secondary players to score, and that's going to cause some trouble. So Luka can score 50, 60, whatever in the regular season. The postseason is where they're going to have some trouble and where they're going to have to figure out how to spread some of that offense around.
That's where Bill Plaschke.
All those other guys you mentioned, they can sit out a game and their team can still win. Luka sits out, they have no chance to win. And you can't call it best player, Bob, because BP doesn't sound as good as MVP. You need a good acronym. MVP sounds right. Just use your eyeballs. Luka Doncic, MVP.
Let me go back to Bob. I know I said last word, but Bob, your face is telling us something else.
I mean, he's not listening. You're not responsible for your general manager's decisions. You can be who you are. It doesn't make you better than these other guys. It makes you indispensable, and it's all by the matter of degrees.
Bill, I just want to alert you to something. You said MVP sounds great. BP sounds terrible. What are your initials?
Oh,
no! Oh, no! What's happening, Bill? I have a second question, actually, on all this. Does anybody know how many 50-point games we've had this season?
19.
Everybody knows. All right, there you go. 19.
No, I'm the first one.
Well,
to get
let me ask you this then, Monica. Do you believe 50-point games are watered down?
I don't. I still don't. When you have the opportunity to watch these guys in person and you look at who is notching these 50-point games, it's not like the 10th guy on the roster is doing it. We're talking about guys that are either former MVPs or have been neck and neck final three in that MVP conversation. And so, no, there's still an upper echelon of guy that's been able to pull this off and do it multiple times, as in the case of Luka.
David, 50-point games watered down?
No, absolutely not. There's nothing like watching a player get hot and score 50 points in a basketball game. It's one of the best things to watch. Like Monica said, it's not like the baseball steroid era where people are hitting 25 home runs and the next year they're hitting 50. These are stars doing this at peak efficiency. Dame Lillard with the most efficient game ever a few days ago. And these are just, they're just raising the level with the way that they're playing.
Bill Plaschke?
Yeah, I would venture to guess Siakam is the only player among those who score 50 who maybe is not that kind of scorer. The rest of them all deserve it, all earn it. It's fun to watch. No, it's great. It hasn't worked.
And Bob, I ask you now, 50-point games.
I have no problem with it as long as we recognize that we should subtract the 3-point points to go back to comparative.
Oh, no.
We're never going to change Bob's opinion on
why you giving him fire for that.
You believe the 3-point shot has watered down the game. But let me ask you this, Bob. There are 19 50-point games this year. The 40-point games is even exponentially more than that. Players averaging 30 for a season. We could be at 7, 8, 9 this year. Players averaging 20. Have you looked? How many players are averaging 20 now? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, and it's better than the old days of 25 years ago and the ice age we were in then, okay? Look, the other day I checked it out. There were 43 guys averaging 20 points or more.
So you knew the answer. Wow, okay. I take that back.
It's an offensive era, and I'm happy for it.
We'll move on. Last night, Nets-Lakers.
Team happy.
Nets, 121, Lakers 104. LeBron did not play, but I want your take on Kyrie on LeBron before the game.
It's hard to be LeBron James or any superstar in any entertainment sport, athletic or business industry, because all eyes are on you. But he's handled it extremely well. We gave the keys to the whole entire business to an 18-year-old kid, and now he's 38 years old and he's still dominating. I don't think we should be surprised. I think we should congratulate him and celebrate him as much as possible.
Excuse me, that was, of course, after the game. Monica, how did you hear Kyrie there?
I know Kyrie can be a little bit of a lightning rod, but this is a journey I will happily go on with him coming to this realization. To me, I heard, I wish I could have that level of leadership and poise and success over the course of my career. Obviously, having been LeBron's teammate, he got a up-close personal opportunity to work and win with him. But I think having hopped around the league and looked for a home in a sincere way, he knows just how difficult what LeBron James is doing is.
David Dennis Jr.?
Well, first, a note about the game last night. I couldn't believe LeBron and KD have not played against each other in the same game since 2018. Why have the basketball gods forsaken us? Somebody help us. But in terms of what Kyrie was saying, I think, I've never said this before. I agree with everything Kyrie said. When LeBron James was called the chosen one, he surpassed all of those things and has not had too many blemishes outside of the game. And also, Kyrie is realizing that this is the guy who got him a championship, and it's a lot harder than he thought it was originally.
Bill Plaschke?
Yes, it was an absolute perfect thing to say. This is exactly the importance of what LeBron's doing, is that he's had the keys. He's been under the spotlight. I was ripping him when he was running around the country for St. Mary's 20 years ago. And look what he's done with those keys. He's driven it to championship, to excellence.
Can you repeat that? You lost me there, Bill. What do you mean you were?
Well, when he played in high school, his team toured the country. And I thought it was inappropriate for high school kids to tour the country. So this is how long he's been doing this. This is how great he's managed himself, been on the spotlight all these years, and hasn't really messed up. Whereas Kyrie had the keys and drove off into a cliff.
I see what you're saying.
So
now.
He knows.
I mean, now AAU teams traveling the country, high school teams traveling the country, that is commonplace. Bob Ryan.
Yeah. I'm 4 for 4 in endorsement of every word that he said. Let me just add that he had a choice. He could have won more championships if he were about team, the way LeBron has always been. Back to St. Vincent, St. Mary, about TEAM, he would have stayed in Cleveland and won more championships and stopped worrying about being the star of his own show. And it's his own damn fault.
You're speaking about, okay, I hear you there. Monica, you want to respond to that?
Bob, I want you to listen to the song that talks about main character energy. David, you know I'm terrible with song names. I can't remember what it is. But main character energy is okay. He is the star of his own show. Stop being a hater, Bob.
Well, Bob, I think you would agree, though, the way LeBron conducts himself is something that is a tightrope every time he's out there, because everything he does is put under a microscope, right? Case in point, versus Boston this weekend. I need the Bob Ryan take on LeBron. 57 seconds on the floor here, please.
It was demeaning. If he wants to complain about the non-call, that's fine. He can complain all he wants. Acting like a big fool in front of the nation for that reason, not
Monica McNutt?
Acceptable.
Rebuttal.
I'm not doing this,
Tone. Act like he cares.
Yes, you are, please.
I'm not doing this, Tone. Bob, I'm sitting courtside for ESPN Radio. First of all, you got to credit the Boston fans. They are some of the best fans in the league. Very astute. Great environment. This is coming down to the final play. And you're talking about LeBron James. Even if you think it was theatrics, to make the point that the referees would say we're now going to lose sleep because we blew it, he made a point.
Nothing he does does not serve a purpose.
I not only empathize with LeBron, I empathize with Patrick Beverly, because I have some gripes with some of the points that we've been doing over here on the game, too. We got to review some of this. Tony, look at this.
Bill Plaschke.
After 20 years, he still cares, Bob. He still cares about
winning. That's what I was most impressed about.
That says something about the
man. It was too much.
That shows his
character,
Bob.
Of course it was too much. But the idea, year 20, age 38, he still was upset.
Thank you.
I was impressed by that. We'll be back by ourselves. David Dennis Jr., best use of a prop in recent history on this show. We'll be back.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
How do you celebrate going to your first Super Bowl? Jalen Hurts, courtside at Virginia Syracuse basketball last night. Two schools he did not attend. Let's talk the line for the Super Bowl. It was a pick'em. KC for a millisecond, then the Eagles by two. Philly is now settled in 1.5-point favorite. Most valuable Bill Plaschke, or MVP, buy or sell.
I'm selling this. This is a sucker bet. Make this bet now. This line will change. KC's been favored in 15 straight playoff games. I bet by 2 weeks they'll be favored again. Everybody thinks Mahomes is hurt. They all wonder about his mobility. Well, he only set up the game-winning field goal with a run. He was tremendous on Sunday. And everybody thinks Andy Reid's crazy. Andy Reid is 28-4 after a bye week. Don't bet against the Chiefs on this. Take the point.
David Dennis Jr.?
Yeah, I'm buying the line for now. I think it'll move as we figure out exactly what's up Mahomes' ankle as it starts to look better. That line will move towards the Chiefs. What I'm selling is how the Chiefs are going to spend all week griping and acting like this was the biggest affront to their legacy because they're 1.5-point underdogs.
Monica McDuck.
I'm buying it right now. Vegas is good for roping us in and making us think something's about to happen. But not only do we have the Mahomes ankle, we also saw three receivers for the Chiefs have to deal with some injuries too. So I get it right now. It doesn't mean I'm necessarily going with it.
Totally buying it, and I don't care. With 2 points, is that an insult to the Chiefs? You started. Right. Is this gonna be a rallying cry? Look, to me, anything under a touchdown is a toss-up game to start with. Period. Okay. And I'm not a better. Yeah. That's one reason why I'm not a better.
I think it's pretty clear.
That's
clearly you're not a better. Clearly you're not a better.
Anything under a touchdown is a pick 'em. All right.
Smart. Yeah.
We'll move on. Buy or sell to Brock Purdy. It's a torn ulnar collateral ligament in his elbow. It's serious. Could be Tommy John. Could be a 6-month injury. That he was back in the game. Wow. That the Niners now have another layer of mystery over one of their three quarterbacks. Whether their next QB is even on their roster right now. David, what do you buy or sell with San Fran?
I'm buying that their next quarterback is on their roster. I think, you know, if Purdy can come back in 6 months, that puts him right at training camp. He can start the season. If not, they have Trey Lance, who they've invested a ton of money in. They don't have enough money for Aaron Rodgers. They have 23 unrestricted free agents that they need to sign. And if you're Tom Brady, I don't know if I want to go to a team where Purdy is, you know, on the bench and people talking about you may need to get benched for a player who was drafted last in the
Monica
draft.
Monica McNutt.
If I 7 wins and 7 starts, I mean, it would put Purdy in the company of Ben Roethlisberger in terms of guys that won their first 7 games, which is a good omen, I guess. But I guess the biggest thing here is that Purdy's still on a rookie deal if you do believe he's actually your guy. He's in the building and he's affordable.
Bob Ryan.
I agree with Purdy. I believe in two things, the recuperative powers of youth and modern medical science. I fully expect him to be taking snaps on opening day, period.
And Bill Plaschke.
You all are awful of ifs and ands and buts. The bottom line is the 49ers don't know if he'll be healthy. They don't know who'll be healthy. They cannot go into the season with a question mark at quarterback. They're too close to a championship. They need just a veteran quarterback to direct them. They can't count any of the guys. Tom Brady. Tom Brady needs to go to San Francisco, and I think he will. I think he'll take less money to go back home. He's a perfect fit.
Well, that's always in play, that he could say, I'm just going to go there play it for less money, and you can make the finances work. All right. Interesting. Plaschke thinks there's a chance Brady to San Francisco. We move on. Buy or sell three. Kellen Moore out as Cowboys offensive coordinator, in as Chargers offensive coordinator. Monica, does this mean more for the Cowboys or more for the Chargers?
More for the Chargers. I mean, you're talking about a team who's been in the bottom of the league in terms of explosive plays versus Kellen Moore bringing that to an offense with a big arm and Jack Herbert. Like, this is bigger for the Chargers to me.
Justin Herbert. Bob Ryan.
Justin, my bad.
Not definitely, but I'd say the Chargers, I agree with Monica in that regard for sure. And as far as the Kellen Moore losing the Cowboys, good luck to the guy trying to, quote, fix Dak Prescott.
Bill Plaschke.
Yeah, I think Justin Herbert, the Chargers, despite having him, were 30th in explosive plays. The Cowboys were 10th in explosive plays, as Monica referred to. I think this is a no-win, no-brainer. It's a win-win for the Chargers.
David Dennis Jr.
This is a bigger deal for the Cowboys. Now Mike McCarthy seems to be trying to make his last stand, playing, you know, making these play calls, trying to unleash Dak Prescott as best as he can and hope that Sean Payton does not take his job at the end of next season.
All right. There's our boy. Our most valuable Bill Plaschke, MVP. And Monica, the recuperative power of youth still on your side. David Dennis Jr., Bob Ryan, showdown next. Bob Ryan, David Dennis Jr., good luck in showdown. If you're watching at home right now, do me a favor and try to trade Bo Horvat to the Islanders in Trade Machine or NHL 23 right now. Will they even allow it? This is an NHL blockbuster. Canucks captain and all-star Bo Horvat traded to the Islanders. Can they do that, David?
They can, but they shouldn't. How do you trade your team captain and best player for future prospects that are not guaranteed? And if you're the Islanders, why are you trading your future for a guy who, an aspiring contract, who may not even get you in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm. Bob Ryan?
There's no mystery here. They couldn't sign him. They were trying to sign him. They were looking ahead. This is the Mookie Betts trade in hockey. That's all. And they're hoping to get a
deep. And how did that work out for the Red Sox? Not well at all.
It didn't.
You're right.
Well,
how about Lou Lamoriello
getting this? Canucks are luckier.
Of course the Islanders need to make this trade, David. I mean, they needed goals. Their power play was terrible. Now they have a chance. You make this trade 100 times out of 100. We'll move on. Pro Bowl rosters for the flag football game are still being set. So here's a headline you don't read often. Tyler Huntley makes to the Pro Bowl after a 2-touchdown season. And Derek Carr makes it to the Pro Bowl after the Raiders said, "We don't want you anymore. Get out of here." He's now representing the Raiders in the Pro Bowl. They're replacing backups to the backups to the backups. And in the NFC, Jared Goff is now replacing on, and he's on the Pro Bowl. Can they do this is my question again. Bob Ryan, please.
What, Josh Johnson wasn't available? Look, in the best of times, the Pro Bowl was the game in which everyone wanted to get named to, but nobody wanted to play in anyway. It's always been the outlier. It doesn't matter. It's flag football. Who the hell cares?
Whoa! All right, there we go, Bob Ryan. Mm-hmm.
You know what I think they should add to the weekend to really make Bob Ryan's day? They should add a three-point contest to the Pro Bowl to really make Bob Ryan love this. Now, I don't understand. Like, just let players play. Don't worry about the voting. Just who do we want to see play?
And is it Tyler Huntley? Is it Derek Carr that you want to see play?
No, none of those guys. Just who's most exciting. Let them play. Let them go to Hawaii.
Bob Ryan, 30 seconds of FaceTime.
I'd like to see football players in a three-point contest. Okay. Topic A of the weekend, officiating in pro sports. Officiating in football, the iffy calls in the 49ers game, the big famous call in the other game, and then the LeBron James controversy. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about another important officiating deal in America. High school sports, all sports, there's a dearth of officials. Officials are quitting in droves. Why? Because of parental harassment. This is a national disgrace. People all over America should be looking in the mirror saying, what is wrong with us? How can we do this? Letting the kids down, embarrassing yourselves. This is absolutely a joke. And I'm not making this up. This is universal. It's coast to coast. And it's a national disgrace.
Well said, Bob Ryan. I could see you being a good high school ref. Or Monica, one of the cool ones that gives you like a traveling violation then.